New York City may soon require employees and customers of private companies to be vaccinated against COVID-19 with no option to test out. Mayor Bill de Blasio calls it a preemptive strike against the Omicron variant. And epidemiologists say the concern is warranted. But our next guest reminds us that while Omicron merits caution and study, we can't forget about Delta. Let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital, and he joins us by Skype. Dr. Hotez, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
Well, first, your thoughts on this new vaccine mandate out of New York, which goes into effect a few days after Christmas. It also applies to customers over the age of 12 at indoor dining and fitness and entertainment and performance venues.
Well, I think it's important to separate out the any vaccine mandates from Omicron. In my opinion, even if Omicron was never in the picture, there's still justification for mandating vaccines. And it goes something like this. You know, this Delta variant is a bad actor. In the United States, since June 1 this year, 150,000 unvaccinated Americans have needlessly lost their lives to COVID because vaccines were widely available and they've chosen not to get vaccinated. You know, we call it misinformation or disinformation. It's the world's greatest self-immolation. People who could have easily gotten vaccinated, had widespread access to vaccinations, chose not to, for whatever reason you can imagine, and now lost their lives. And so Delta's coming back. The Delta variant hit down in Texas and in the South. It hit us very hard over the summer, just like COVID-19 did last year. And then you saw a big rise as we went into the winter. And now the numbers are going up again across the northern part of the United States. So for Delta alone, I think it's really critical we vaccinate these populations.
Right, for Delta alone, but Omicron might definitely be the impetus for a spike in people wanting to get vaccinated. Healthcare workers gave out more than 2.1 million doses on Thursday. That's the highest in a single day since May. But what do we know about how effective the vaccines are against this new variant?
Well, we don't have any specific data. It should be forthcoming pretty soon. But here's what we do know. Once you have two doses of the existing vaccines, if you got either the two mRNA vaccines, and you get that third dose when you're eligible, you get a 30 to 40 fold rise in your virus neutralizing antibody. So a big jump. And when you have that big elevation of virus neutralizing antibodies, it'll actually increase the likelihood that you'll have crossover protection, or what Tony Fauci calls spillover protection, against the Omicron variant. So the bottom line is, whether you're worried about Delta, worried about Omicron, that third immunization will certainly help against Delta, and overwhelmingly likely it'll help against Omicron as well. And we'll have confirmation of that, I think, over the next couple of weeks. Our lab, which has developed a recombinant protein COVID vaccine for India, is doing that, as is, you name it, Pfizer, J&J, and Moderna. The other thing that's really important that people don't quite understand is people who are infected and recovered think they have really strong durable protection. They do not. If you get vaccinated on top of that, you're twice as less likely to get reinfected with COVID as if you don't get vaccinated. And if you've been infected and recovered, what we're seeing with the Omicron variant are very high rates of Omicron reinfection. So both for Delta and, but especially for Omicron, if you've been infected and recovered, this is the time to get vaccinated, because that will also build in better protection and greater resilience against any new variants that come along. And then the last bit of recommendation is, get your kids vaccinated if they've not been vaccinated yet. We're still underperforming on that front.
Right, right, because folks are still waiting. I mean, they're eligible now for those under 12 years old. You know, I know that we're talking about Delta versus Omicron, but do you anticipate that one will eventually win out, as Delta did during the second year of this pandemic?
Well, you know, this has been the pattern we've seen, right, with the original lineage that came out of central China. It got replaced by the Alpha variant earlier this year, and then Alpha got replaced by Delta. Delta's been so far the king of all variants in terms of transmissibility. If Omicron is going to displace Delta, that's a pretty high bar. So what I would anticipate for a good part of this winter, we could have both variants in play, both Delta and Omicron. And with Omicron particularly effective at reinfecting individuals who've been infected and recovered, or those who've gotten two doses of vaccinated but have waning immunity and not gotten their third. So I would imagine both are going to be in play for at least a while. Whether Omicron totally outpaces Delta, as it seems to be doing in South Africa, it's very hard to say. You know, you have to keep in mind, so far the numbers are really small in Europe and the U.S. Last thing I'll say is you're hearing reports saying, oh my God, there's a doubling of the number of Omicron cases in the U.K. and Denmark. But you're talking about going from 100 cases to 200 cases in the context of 40,000 Delta infections. Yep. So you have to keep that in mind.
That's Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. The message is get vaccinated. Thank you so much, Dr. Hotez.
Thanks so much.